What would you say you do here?
Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me?
I have people skills. I am good at dealing with people. Can't you understand that? What the hell is wrong with you people?
Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday.
So I found the best and the worst footstool you could ever have over the weekend.
Were they the same footstool?
They were the same footstool. A dangerous, dangerous game. Got together with Nancy Johnson a couple of weeks ago, a late Christmas get-together that got delayed a couple of times. And one of the gifts that she gave to me was a footstool slash canister of popcorn.
Wait, was it intended to be both?
I don't think so, but it's turned out that way because it's been in front of my chair ever since she gave it to me. And I just, every once in a while, I just kind of prop my foot up there. And then every once in a while, I lean over and take the lid off and have a little caramel corn. And it's the best and worst. It's if your New Year's resolution is to eat better and to lose weight, don't get that canister of popcorn. Don't do it, please.
Well, I mean, you know what it makes me think of is the cheese ball tub.
Oh yeah.
There's nobody wading into this thinking it's a justifiable move. You know, this is an accepting your fate kind of move.
We saw one in the clearance aisle over the weekend, and my wife holds it up. It was the white cheddar cheese balls. She held it up like she just had found the great treasure of King Tut. She held it up. She says, "Oh!" I just said, "That better not be for us." And she said, "No, that's for Blake next weekend. He's going to get a tub of cheese balls."
You know, those cheese balls taught me a lot about life in a really funny way that I didn't expect. I was talking to a guy who did things like jukeboxes and, you know, the kind of slot machine games that don't pay out that you find in a lot of bars and
sure,
stuff like that.
Sure.
And he was telling me about how he worked with a company who also would bring a bingo experience around to different businesses. And they'll teach you how to do bingo the right way with some cards and with some equipment. Yeah.
What's bingo the wrong way?
Oh, I can take that pretty far. But anyway, the upshot here is that he was talking about the prizes. And he said, you know what the best prize is for bingo at a bar?
A big barrel of cheese balls.
It's the big tub of cheese balls. And you know why? And I said, why? And he said, because everybody wants it and nobody buys it.
Yeah, because if you buy it, you feel like, what am I doing here? But if somebody gives it to you, you're like, well, I got to take care of business. I can't give it to the squirrels. That'll kill them. I need to take care of business here.
And to those of you who do, in fact, buy the tub of cheese balls, know that we look upon you not with judgment, but with envy. We envy you. We want to be you. And that's anytime you hear somebody saying something judgy about that, like we kind of did a second ago. No. It's envy. We want the cheese balls.
It goes back to last week's topic of what's in your shopping cart. Yeah, if you're standing there. If you buy a tub of cheese balls, you got to go through the self-checkout.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
You can't linger with it in your cart for all to see, for the world to see.
Yeah, no. I mean, self-checkout still generates a receipt and a legal record, and you're on video. So keep in mind that you're only evading the social judgment. Everything else is still tacked right on.
Well, we made it to February, Gray. Congratulations, Northwoods. Congratulations, 98Q family.
And happy Groundhog Day, matter of fact.
Yeah, January. That was a rough January. That was a cold January, and a lot of people felt the pain of the car freezing up, maybe the pipes freezing up, and all kinds of stuff. So you made it, and odds are with us that we won't have to have that again for a while.
No, well, so Punxsutawney Phil says 6 more weeks of winter, but
breaking news.
Yeah, like we were talking about earlier, according to Noah, Punxsutawney Phil is accurate 30% of the time. When you've got a groundhog saying either early spring or 6 more weeks, how do you grade that?
Well, like, what he's saying is, so March 14th, it's still going to be winter, and we're like, that's every year. What are you talking about?
Yep. The only thing that's more inevitable than that is the 1 week in March that is up to 40 degrees that gives the kids the hope, and then we can pound their spirits back into the snowy dust in April when it's a rough
when
rough
it's a snowstorm again.
Every year.
Yeah. But, I mean, it is a little bit of a – I woke up yesterday and I was just like, it's February. All right, we got 28 till March. March 1st is always my optimistic day that good things can happen, because when I tell this story many times, when I moved here in March of 2000, it was 72 degrees in Phillips, Wisconsin. When I moved here that first week, there wasn't a drop of snow on the ground, and I moved here and I thought, oh, you northern Wisconsin people, what's going on here? You've been hiding this secret. I think then a week later we got like a foot of snow. But it was a beautiful day. So March 1st has always been my optimistic day that we might just at least get that one day, that one slushy slop, take a walk day, but it's still the possibility of 50s and 60s starting March 1 is a real deal.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, and it's, of course, 1 month later is your feast day, so I completely get it. You're really eager with anticipation for what's coming up on the Day of Fools. We've got to celebrate. We'll have to do something for that this year, I think. What day is April 1st this year? What day of the week? February, by the way, shook out beautifully, because when the week starts on Sunday the 1st, you know what that guarantees you, inevitably?
It ends on Sunday.
This is kind of a special case because 20, it's February, 7. But more specifically, halfway through the month, you'll get Friday the 13th. Uh-huh. If you have Sunday the 1st, you get Friday the 13th, which is just how math and arithmetic work. You know, there's a lot of people going, duh. I never noticed. It took me 30 plus years, so my bad on that one. April the 1st this year is going to be on a Wednesday. We're going to have April Fool's reality radio.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have no plans and do nothing special for that, and speak no more about it.
Could be good. Well, my purple family is still reeling from the weekend. We thought that all was good inside the Viking camp, you know, voted one of the best organizations to play football for, which it probably still is. But they got a little upper management problem. They got a little general manager. The GM and the coach didn't see eye to eye, and the owner wasn't there. Never in my football career life have I even inkled in the back of my mind that I thought, maybe Jerry Jones was right. Maybe I should hang around and make sure stuff going on. Because people inside the Viking organization have said that at the Wilfs, the owners who live out in New Jersey, they'll disappear for 2 or 3 months at a time. They're not around the facility much, which may be the extreme opposite of what Jerry Jones does in his organization.
No, I don't. See, that's just it, though, is that the ownership has so much to do with it. And most teams don't know that, I think. And I don't mean fan bases are unaware. I think it's just that most teams don't have to deal with their ownership as an obstacle very often.
Right.
There are a couple. You know, Jerry Jones comes to mind, but he's actually at least mediocre. You know, he makes some passable decisions. He sometimes trusts the right people.
He's been quieter lately because he's older.
Right.
He's tired. But back in his prime, 20 years ago, every single day he's in front of the mic.
Absolutely. And I mean, he's been often and loud to say that the team is a business. The Dallas Cowboys are a business focused on generating revenue.
All the bosses here.
The pressure in the room just increased.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's going to get her own microphone even.
We're talking football.
Yeah, I got a doctor's appointment I got to go to.
Yeah,
or I've got a thing.
I've got a lot of things.
Hey, Darla, how you doing?
Good morning, Darla.
Good morning. I was listening to you guys on the way in.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, where is this white puffball story going?
Oh, the cheese balls?
Sorry to interrupt your lineup.
No, just a couple of cheese balls talking cheese balls. It's okay.
No. I'm in the middle of your sports.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But
I wanted to comment on, remember our Christmas party? Bowling party?
Yes.
And the prizes?
Yes. One of them was the cheese balls.
And I have to say, when we were shopping for prizes, Gary had the same reaction.
Yeah.
As you did.
Yeah, yeah.
I picked it up like, oh. Yeah. Just like Shayna. And he goes, no, you're not really thinking of getting that for a prize.
But you're not buying it for yourself. You're buying it technically for somebody else.
But guess who won it, too?
Did you guys win it?
No. Who did? Sage.
Our CEO, that's right. The CEO of the company. Incredibly down-to-earth guy. Exactly who you hope has that title of CEO. And the perfect man to hand a tub of cheese balls. Sage, awesome. If you hear that, I hope you take that in just the right way. That was beautiful to see. I remember it now a lot better. Thank you for reminding us of that, Darla. That was just too perfect.
I just had to come in and add that to you.
Oh, no, thank you. Thank you for that. That was perfect. It just, please come back and scare us again next week, Monday.
All right. Carry on.
No. We're just chatting gallows humor about people who get paid a lot more than we do.
Yeah, from one group of cheese balls to another, back to the Viking front office. Now, we don't need to talk anymore, Purple.
Back to the sports.
Yeah, exactly. Well, today I'm very excited. We're debuting Joel's top 50 people he's met, interviewed over the course of his 40 years in radio. Not 50 yet. This will be the top 50. And each week over the next 5 weeks, we should have a sponsor for this. We'll reveal the top 10. And today's a bonus day. Not only will we reveal 10, 41 through 50, but I have a couple OLIs too. Also, that didn't quite make the list.
Outside looking in for those like me who had to ask.
Yeah, so maybe we'll do that on the other side of the news, all right?
Probably we'll hold that over.
We got a keyword going on today?
We do have a keyword going on today, and you know, we might even have, you know, I think we might even have some fun to be had, too. You want to do that on the gray area this morning?
Oh, snowball, yeah.
Well, let's start with the keyword. First of all, we're giving away two tickets to the Knights of Columbus pork, sauerkraut, and dumpling feed this Saturday, and it's specifically one adult and one kid. So that's 3:30 p.m. until 6 p.m. this Saturday at the Padua Center. They're doing carryout if you want to do it that way. And if you want a shot at these two tickets, one adult, one kid, use the Civic app to text us the keyword dumpling. Best keyword ever. D-U-M-P-L-I-N-G. Dumpling.
I asked my wife, I said, what pork and sauerkraut dumpling dinner? I said, I need a keyword. What do you want to do? And this is why I love my wife. She immediately said, dump. I said, try again. She said, what? I said, dumplings too long. And then I went with dumplings. She wanted dump.
That's the twisted, mutated version of the, have you ever heard the Papa John's story for their slogan?
No.
They paid like $35,000 to this consultant who charged that for like a day's work. And it was a minimum payment. Like, I cost that a day and I charge a minimum of a day. And if it's 2 days, it's 70 and on and on and on. This is a very expensive guy. He comes in, he looks at how Papa John's makes the pizza, and he says, so you guys got better ingredients? And Papa John says, yeah. He says, so you got better pizza? And John's like, yeah. He says, well, there's your slogan.
35
and he left
grand.
And he left 35 grand, and that is to this day their slogan: better ingredients, better pizza. Yeah. Papa John's. This segment was not sponsored. We're not affiliated. They don't sponsor us, but that is just like, yeah.
Another one that has worked, and now it's a sub place, but I can't remember what it is, but maybe it didn't work, was what took you so long? That one?
I don't know that one.
That's not Papa John's, but it's Quiznos or something. I don't know.
Well, it's clearly effective.
It's clearly. I remember the phrase.
Hold on.
What took you so long?
Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's, yeah.
Oh, freaky fast subs.
Yeah, freaky fast subs. Because the guy's, he calls in from his recliner, and all of a sudden, you know, ding dong right at the door. What took you so long?
I see it. It's a 9-year-old commercial that you're calling to mind here in 2026.
It's a great commercial.
I don't know why I had to do my John Madden for that, by the way. You got better ingredients. And it's not even a good John Madden either. It's probably a little bit more of a Ditka kind of thing going on.
And by the way, not only do you have a keyword, I'm going to throw a snowball in a moment. On more breaking news is tonight, the third string quarterback is going to come out to bring you the ball game tonight. When the other guys can't make it, this guy fills in. So I'm going to bring you Butternut and South Shore Girls tonight, 7:15 from the Butternut Gym. I will be there to bring you the call of the game.
You had to do that a couple weeks ago, and I got to catch a little bit of it. And I was really, really overjoyed. And forgive me, I know I tend to be a little over complimentary at times, but it was really cool to hear your version of it, because our guys are good. Jeff and Scott are awesome. And Steve is incredible. I hadn't heard you do it before, and I knew you knew the sport. I knew you knew a lot about basketball, but yeah. I was like, holy cow, I need Joel to sit me down and teach me a thing or two.
I enjoy doing it. It makes for a little bit of a long day, but looking forward to seeing the Butternut Girls. They're having a nice year.
Well, and I grew up with you on the radio. You're the guy I listen to, so you're the radio guy in my mind. I tend to forget that you have been involved with coaching and reffing and playing in the past. Like, that's, yeah, Joel's a basketball guy. Go figure.
I have a tendency to take little bits and pieces from announcers I grew up with all through my life. Every once in a while, you'll just hear little quips in there, like Johnson dribbles left, flips it to Smith, 3-pointer on the way, yes. Like a little Marv Albert in there. It'll just come out
like a missile going by.
It is, yes! And I'm not happy about it, but it's just in there, and I just got to get it out.
All right, before we do the snowball impression, I just want to tell you, you know what the question I have to ask myself is for the terrible John Madden impression? How do I make it sound like my neck is thicker? That's what I have to answer before I start giving it a shot. All right.
Well, here's what you do.
Time for a quality distraction. Turkey.
You take the turducken in here.
We need three callers. The third caller is going to get a shot at a local area business gift certificate. Use the Civic app. Hit the call button there. You're caller number one. You're way too quick. Or dial 715-744-1006. You're caller number two. Try one more time. We'll see who we get here. I have my guesses. You are lucky caller number three. Who am I talking to? Oh, try again, please. Who is this?
Greg.
Oh, Gary. When did you win? Has it been too soon?
It was a whole week ago.
It's got to be 2 weeks. Remember, you won on the 21st, so we need just a couple more days, Gary. We need you to call back on Wednesday, okay?
Okay. All right. Okay. I was just checking.
Thanks, Gary.
Stop trying to cheat, Gary.
All right. Who is this?
Linda Furman.
Linda. Hey, Linda, you didn't get a victory yet, did you? Oh, you did. You did all the way back in early January. So you're due to give another try, aren't you?
All right. Sure.
Are you still there, Linda? Did I lose you?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Linda.
Hello, Linda.
Linda, are you there?
Yep, here I am.
Oh, okay, thank goodness. I thought we were going to have to.
Here I am.
Ooh, okay. Made me nervous for a second. Linda, you've already won a little bit earlier, but it's been more than 2 weeks, so you are due to give it another try. Thank you to everybody who is trying so frequently. Shout out to you, Wendy. I know you are going to get one on here soon, because if Linda wins today, it'll have to be a 2-week gap. What have we got today? Let's find out. Linda, let's find out who the business is.
Spin the wheel.
First, though, sorry, my bad. I put the cart before the horse. Our awesome sponsors for the Snowball Throwdown Showdown this year include Oh Dear Nutrition, Ross's Sports Shop, D&D Tire and Auto, Big Dipper Bar, Lena's Northern Pines, Burgers Bar and Grill, J&A Services, Marine and Power Sports, The Dead Squirrel Bar, Quilt as Desired, Coop's Pizza in Hayward, and the Butternut Cafe. All right, Linda, let's give it a spin, find out who you might win today, all right?
All right.
Sounds good. Here we go. That's going to be Dead Squirrel Bar. We're going to go for Dead Squirrel Bar today. And just in case fans don't know, fans, that's a word I don't usually use. The fans, all of our fans, our loyal fans.
All three of them.
In case anybody from Lugerville doesn't know how the Snowball Throwdown Showdown works, all we've got to do is have a caller pick A or B. One's right, one's wrong, one's a certificate, one's disappointment. Linda, tell me, is it A or is it B today?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a B.
We're going for B. Let's find out if today is the day.
Come on, you guys have made snowballs before.
You want them to go far, you got to pack it, push it.
See, the tighter you pack it, the further it'll go. Like this.
Let it go.
Like that, all right? Good luck.
Gotta be, right?
Gotta be.
Come on. You're so mean, Gray.
You get nothing.
Isn't he mean?
I'm not mean.
Isn't Gray a meanie?
I don't pick this. This is just how it happened. Linda, I'm sorry. It's not going to be your second victory today, but that means you get another shake tomorrow, and we'll be doing it again sometime around this time.
Sounds good. Thank you very much, guys. Have a good one.
Thank you, Linda. Give it another good try, and I know you will. And shout out to everybody who gave it a good shake. The Civic Media app has a call button on it that'll save you some of the trouble, or you can dial us directly at 715-744-1006. 1,006. I know it might not be a familiar number, but you might notice it's the same one from Deer Hunter's Roundup. Don't abuse it, though.
31 degrees on Thursday. Wow.
31 degrees. 17 felt like I could catch a tan this morning.
So I washed the car yesterday. Sprayed it off anyway a little bit.
We were in Eau Claire over the weekend. It was 18 degrees out there in the sunshine, and the two-bay car wash we drove past had 9 in each line. I thought, yeah. I was told it's got to be a little warmer than this, but we're capitalizing on every opportunity. Clearly, Quick Trip kept the baby hot, and it just kept going. No, yeah. But I don't even think they had to hit the pause button on that car wash down there.
Yeah, it was a good day to make a preemptive strike yesterday on the outside. The inside's a whole other story.
Absolutely. If you don't have a small vacuum, you have a lot of problems.
Yeah,
but Rachel's got about half a dozen small vacuums, so if anybody needs to borrow one for your own personal detailing work, we'll give another shot at the Snowball Throwdown Showdown. Right now, though, it's time for bottom of the hour news, weather, and a sports update from our sports reporter, Mike Clemens. We will also be looking at who's celebrating birthdays today. So if you haven't already, that's coming up soon. Call, text, or email us some birthday shout-outs. We've got news up next on 98Q Country.
Rachel was just looking at me from out in the office. She said, why is it quiet? Why'd you let it go dead air?
I think you enjoy that quiet at the beginning because then people say, hey, what's going on? All of a sudden, bam!
Exactly. And Peter Gabriel is looking at me like, yeah, dude, I did that 40 years ago just for you. Peter Gabriel with the sledgehammer there. We're back with
like
the gray area. Wait, I still feel a little weird calling it that because
this is
an us thing now.
It's the gray area.
Okay. If I got to accept that, I got to accept that, but I might have just needed you to tell me so.
Yeah. Are you ready?
I think so.
For the first installment, the top 50 people that Joel has met, seen, maybe just passed on the street.
You want to keep Peter Gabriel in the background while we go over this?
Sure. So we'll do 10 a week and a little bonus today for listening on day one because we're going to give you a couple OLIs, ones that didn't quite make the top 50, but are still pretty good. And we start out with a number. You got, we want to do a timpani or anything, or do you just want to leave it? We'll just leave it alone.
Yeah, we got Peter going.
Okay, all right. OLI, and I'm going to put Randy Moss on OLI because I don't want to include this in that I had like a one-on-one interview with him and I'm best friends with him, but I covered him a lot in the locker room. I know what his butt looks like. So I feel like I can have him on there because I felt the early personality of Randy Moss when I covered the Vikings late 90s, so I'm going to put that on as an OLI.
So the people who were sitting there when Randy did the disgusting act and he didn't actually pull his pants down, those are all fakers in the stands. You're the real guy who knows what his butt looks like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was anybody who covered the Vikings, we knew. Yeah. Uh-huh. Outside looking in, BJ Armstrong, old Iowa Hawkeye guy, played in the NBA. I think he won a NBA ring with the Bulls, played in a celebrity basketball game against him. He was in a cast when we played him. He actually had a cast on his arm, and I smoked him. I just absolutely went right by him. I'm pretty sure he wasn't playing defense, but I whooped him. So BJ Armstrong. Outside looking in, bare naked ladies. Although I never technically met them, I ate food off of their cheese and sausage tray in the press box next to us at the Metrodome in Minneapolis. We had to lean over. We may or may not had to have leaned over precariously to reach the cheese and sausage box, but they were in the press box next to us. They left early. We ate their food. I'm going to put them OLI. Bobby V, great classic guy, 1950s. He benefited from the day the music died. He was one of the artists that filled in after that. He played in a concert in Iowa that I got to meet him backstage and introduce him. So Bobby V, rubber balls keep bouncing back to him. He has passed away. And his son, Robbie V, plays, of course, at Flamborama each year. And I had a discussion with Robbie this past summer about his dad and the link I had to him, which was pretty cool. And all final outside looking in was Hank the Brewer Dog. Remember Hank?
Yes, actually. I got to see Hank a time or two.
Yeah, when I don't know. I don't think it was when Miller Park opened, but it was one game Rick and I went to. We were down on the field and got to scratch his head and hang out with Hank a little bit at home plate.
Did you interview a dog?
I didn't.
Is that what you're telling me?
I think Rick may have tried.
I'm just catching up here. Did you interview a dog?
No, it was on the. It was. We were just hanging out with Hank.
Is this a puppy bowl situation?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Hank the dog. All right, so let's get into the actual top 50 now of scratching Joel's ego here of the top 50 people Joel has met, seen, interviewed over his 40 years in radio. Number 50, Sig from Deadliest Catch. Big fan of Deadliest Catch show if you watch that, Catching Lobster and all that stuff. And he was everything you thought he would be on that interview, so that was fun. Number 49, somebody you can put on your list someday, Chris Cruzy. We met him at Flamborama, of course, last summer. Nice guy. A chance to chat with him a little bit. I got to put him on the list. Number 48 is Kid Johnny Lang. Great blues artist. For those of you who like blues music, a legendary blues artist. Got to meet him at a festival in Cumberland before he became a big star many, many, many years ago. Number 47, Colin Mochrie, just a couple months back of Whose Line Is It Anyway? A guy that has made me laugh many, many, many times in my lifetime. He is something else. Colin Mochrie, 47. Number 46, I thought I was going to leave her off the list, and I didn't. The mom from the Waltons, Michael Learned. I interviewed her like several years ago. I'm struggling to think of her stage name as the Waltons. But Mama Walton from the old show, The Waltons.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say the Octomom. No idea why. No idea why at all. But the Octomom's kids turned 17 the other day. Just... take that one in the knees.
Too fast. Too fast. Number 45, Brian Billick. He was offensive coordinator for the Vikings when I worked in Minneapolis, and he came in and did a weekly show at our radio station. That was before he became the head coach and all that good stuff. So I didn't know him, but I got a chance to interview and hang out with him a little bit. That was kind of cool, Brian Billick. Number 44, legendary pitcher Ron Darling of the New York Mets joined us a few years ago. That was kind of cool from my tooth-carving days of baseball as a youngster. So Ron Darling, the Mets, number 44. Number 43, I got to put this guy on here because he's a local guy. But when I coached Shawamigan basketball, we had a practice over Christmas break. I walked into the gym, and all of a sudden, there's this big tall guy over in the corner with his kids shooting hoops and all that stuff. And it was Dave Greenwood. David Greenwood, our local guy who went on to play for the Badgers and the Packers and stuff. So I get a chance to hang out with him, and he was nice enough to say a few words to our kids that day, kind of about his journey. So that was kind of cool. So, David, I know he's related to a lot of people in the area. 42, Jerry Ball, great defensive lineman for the Detroit Lions. At one point, I had his cell phone number. I don't think it's probably valid anymore. But he was a fun guy. Played with the Vikings for a year or two, and he was a guest on one of our shows and had a chance to hang out with him. So that was kind of cool. And number 41. Now, this is the top. This is the bottom 10 now. All right, it's going to get a lot better. All right, you're saying, Joel, you haven't impressed me yet. All right, it's going to get better over the weeks to come.
These are the shortest members of the Tall People Parade.
These are the shortest member. And number 41 was presidential candidate Gary Hart back in the 80s. He was running for president, and then he had a scandal that involved a young lady and ladies of the night and all kinds of stuff, and had to drop out of the race shortly after that. But that's when I lived in Iowa, and the Iowa caucuses back then, all the candidates would come through every small town, and he showed up at our little senior center, and presidential candidate Gary Hart, I wasn't best buds with him. We didn't have dinner or anything, but he's at number 41. So there you go, Tim. We always like to leave we left a lot of meat on the bone for weeks to come, but the rest are coming, and I know people are thinking to myself, we got to go through this four more times, really, Joel? Really?
No. They're clearly cheering, Joel. The people are clearly cheering. I actually really look forward to that. That's awesome because, like you pointed out, that's just the first 10, those 10 members of Joel's top 50 all time, the interview top 50, because I mentioned it, what was it, last week? You gave me a thumb drive once so I could transfer some files, and you didn't say anything, and I was like, wait, there's a Weird Al Yankovic interview on here, and Weird Al may even show up later on the list.
Most likely.
Joel, let's take a look at some people celebrating some birthdays today before we finish up with some other gray area topics, if we can. I've got a couple birthday shout-outs today, but we can't do birthdays without doing birthdays.
February 2nd.
Absolutely. February 2nd. Happy February 2nd. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you, if indeed it is. I've got at least one today. Let me make sure I don't have a second one laying around here. Oh, and Joel, by the way, her name was Olivia Walton.
Olivia.
She played Olivia Walton. Liv Walton. Yep. Happy birthday to Diane Miller today. Diane, happy birthday from your loving family. Diane is actually the very first to be entered into the box this week for a potential cake victory. We've got a we'll do that drawing on Friday like we did last week. I'll
give away cheese balls this week.
Oh, well, do we have the power to even decide that? By
no,
the way,
is we
that
really don't?
We don't. We're locked into the cake. Well, we could do cake and. I mean, what better phrase in life than cake
balls.
Cake and.
Cake balls.
Doesn't
leave it alone, Joel.
I'm going to turn your microphone off, young man. I will turn this car around. I absolutely will. Just the energy that you just came in, just flew in through the window. Like, that was out of nowhere. All right. Enough of that nonsense. Happy birthday to people you might recognize, like Paul Mescal. He's 30 today. You might recognize him from Gladiator 2, and he's playing Paul McCartney in the upcoming Beatles movie.
Ooh, really? Beatles movie?
Yeah, movies, apparently. I've got to Google that. Gemma Arteron, 40 today for the British actress from Prince of Persia, Hansel and Gretel, and Justin Timberlake's Runner Runner. If you've seen Runner Runner, you may be entitled to compensation. Shakira is 49 today, which apparently means woman full of grace. I'm not super familiar.
All right.
Oh! Uh-huh. A Karen and Kelly on the text line, and I think I might have seen another one come in. Sorry if I missed one on the text line. Thank you, Rachel. I do have one. A happy birthday to Karen Hagerl from Dawn. Thank you, Dawn, for sending that one in. And let me see if I can find the one for Kelly.
Problem is, when we have text to win contests, those and the birthdays all roll together.
Yeah, that's my fault. Here we go. Birthday wishes for Kelly Bodie from the Golden Girls at the Legion. All happy right. birthday from the Golden Girls at the Legion to you, Kelly. And thank you to who called to remind us about those text messages. It's my job to write those down and remember it later, and I didn't do my job. Donald Driver's 51 today.
Mm.
51. I bet he could suit him up and probably do better than some other receivers in the league this season.
Probably could still do all right, yeah.
Oh, he helped the Packers beat the Steelers back in Super Bowl 45, and he's also a New York Times bestselling author, and he won Dancing with the Stars, season 14. Anytime I see a birthday with a Dancing with the Stars credit, it feels like, yeah, but they give you a t-shirt for that and ship you out the door, don't they, at this point?
Spend a lot of them on there.
I mean, and to be clear, everybody on Dancing with the Stars has accomplished more than I've ever done in my life.
Yeah.
But, okay. It's like you made The Masked Singer. Like, your cousin was famous. I don't know. Does yeah. that, you know, I'm probably approaching qualifying for The Masked Singer here soon.
It's like saying I got a podcast now. It's just like, oh, really? Okay, good.
Exactly. Yeah. Podcast t-shirt. Yep, you can buy one on Amazon. Counting Crows former drummer Ben Mize is 55 today for the Counting Crows fans.
Mr. Jones.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Let's see. Their biggest albums include Mr. Jones and Round Here. You saw that one coming. See, I love when you do trail mix stuff, too, because it's like, you know as much about 80s and 90s music as you do about basketball.
Love Counting Crows. Yeah.
Only makes sense. Christie Brinkley is 72 today. Who do you think is older, Christie Brinkley or Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Gotta be Christie Brinkley, right?
Dog the Bounty Hunter is 73 today, 1 year older than Christie Brinkley.
So they're pretty close. I thought we lost Dog the Bounty Hunter, but I guess not.
No. I will say he looks like he's been through some things, but he's still making TV, so I think he's doing better, and I'm glad to see that because I think he did have a couple rough years
there. I'll take him off the Lost Dog Report.
Ouch. Brent Spiner, 77 today. He played Lieutenant Commander Data, on Star Trek TNG. And we've got Tommy Smothers, one of the Smothers brothers.
Dick and Tom, yeah.
He passed away in 2023, born today's date, 1937. Last but not least, Farrah Fawcett. It's Farrah Fawcett's birthday.
Pin-up girl, yeah.
Today's day in 1947. She passed away in 2009. And worth mentioning, T-minus 12 days to Valentine's Day. It's a really, really good day to get that Valentine's Day shopping done, guys. Right. It's a really, really good day. You know what's a really bad day?
Mm.
Friday the 13th, the day before. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't exactly. do it.
All right, let's delve into the gray area menu a little bit here today. What do you say? A couple of random topics that I threw on there and may or may not remember what they are from the week.
Bill Belichick. I have my guesses here.
Well, just, you know,
didn't make this
is
the
a
vote.
This is a quick dive into the world of voting for the Hall of Fame, all right?
I learned a
because
lot.
Bill Belichick is a Hall of Famer. I mean, he's one of the greatest coaches ever. Whether you want to say that Tom Brady carried him to it, whatever you want to say about it, he won 6 Super Bowls. Gets up for the first ballot Hall of Fame, and I guess I don't think they've officially released the votes yet, but they say that he's not going to make it.
Right.
Because there was Inflategate and all that stuff, and there's some people that think that he cheated, and he didn't treat some members of the media very well. So there was like 10 or 11 members, people who vote for them, who are a combination of sports writers and other people, that said no. So Bill Belichick will not be a first ballot Hall of Famer. And to that I say, it's not about your personal relationship with a guy. It's about how good he is.
Yep.
The guy should have been on the first ballot, and this is just a little sneak peek into the balloting thing and how if you have a bad relationship with the media, you're going to get stung a little bit when it comes to this voting stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And also, I learned a lot about this process, too, because there are 50 voters, first of all, and you've got to get 80% yeses. So you've got to get 40 of them. Yeah. You can get 10 no's and still make it, but that 11th no is no good. But here's the thing. These guys aren't just given a ballot that says Bill Belichick yes or no. What they're actually given is a list of 5 names for consideration. And I didn't know any of this until last week. They're given 5 names and they say pick 3.
Right.
So that's what it is. You need 40 of the 50 guys given that list of 5 guys to pick you in the top 3 of those 5 names. So begs the question, who are those other 4 guys? And this is where, to me, the problem lies. This is a broken system. And I think, yes, with the Spygate, the Deflategate, the standoffishness of him, he's the greatest coach all time right now, at least generationally right now. Maybe Tom Landry, Vince Lombardi would have something to say about that. But Belichick and Brady are the most potent coach-player combo in NFL history.
Right.
No
right.
two have combined to do more and do it better and do it faster. And like it just, they're at the top of every single list.
Mm-hmm.
Every single list.
And no two have been more tumultuous on the other side of that, too.
So undeniable there. And I agree. They've been, well, we're also in the era of controversy sports. Mm-hmm. They weren't going to manufacture tabloid controversy about the other guys. And let's bring those guys up, shall we? Because the other 4 names were Patriots owner Robert Kraft, who arguably deserves a share of the pie that Brady and Belichick made,
mm-hmm.
at least a small chunk. He was the one who was there at the time. The other ones are Ken Anderson, and we'll circle back to these names, L.C. Greenwood, and Roger Craig.
3 borderline, probably Hall of Fame guys.
So
those last 3.
L.C. Greenwood is a 4-time Steelers Super Bowl champ. A 4-timer.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge. And he was a member of the All-Decade team in the 70s. And of course, being that far back in the past is going to insulate him a little bit. It's going to make it tougher for him to get in. But recently, in the last decade or so, they've been making it easier going back, letting in your... And there have been some former Packers who benefited from this, too. I don't want to fudge the name. But Roger Craig, 3-time Super Bowl champion running back, All-Decader in the 80s. L.C. Greenwood, 4-time passing rating leader, and he's got a record for the most consecutive years at the top of the passer chart.
He's a part of that Steel Curtain, was really good.
Yeah, so there was one writer who illuminated this for me, and he said, I didn't not vote for Bill. I voted for Roger Craig, Ken Anderson, and L.C. Greenwood. And I thought, you still have to discount Bill Belichick's accomplishments to do that, even up against these guys. But
yeah, you can't take a guy like Belichick, who's considered to be the greatest or in the conversation of the top 3 to 5 greatest coaches ever.
Right.
He's a no-brainer. He's a no-brainer. Somebody else gets bumped after him. And I think there's people who voted, who did not vote for him, who are looking for reasons why they didn't
yep.
vote for him. He is a Hall of Famer, like him or not, whatever it may be, but he's still first ballot Hall of Famer. If you have a vote for that, if you're one of the 50 and you didn't vote for him, then you should have your birthday taken away and not get to vote next year.
Right. And let's not make the mistake of pretending there's only one problem here. Obviously, personal stuff got involved. The hall voting process has, they're very loud about the fact that it's only about on-the-field accomplishments. So if that's the case, Bill should have been got, they should have given him his ticket on his way out of the door of the Patriots.
Yeah.
They should just have, like, here's this for 5 years from now so that you can save on the airfare.
And to have Kraft and Belichick going in the same year is really ironic.
It is.
Because they had a lot of issues. They had a lot of issues throughout their
years.
It
really is. There's...
And it's a lot of it's Belichick driven. Belichick is just he's his personality made him the great coach that he was.
Yep.
But there's some other parts of life maybe not so good. So.
The successful people who you know, pick a name. Pick a name. I don't care who, what company they own, what sports team they ran. Kind, gentle, accommodating. Not often the terms you hear about those people who have done the most and the highest and the best. That's just, I mean, and it's possible. I'm sure there's a really, really good, nice person doing whatever they do. But yeah, no, Bill Belichick is not that, and it seems to have polluted his chances, whether it should have or not. My question, why do you have to pick between Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick when they should be in totally separate categories? You shouldn't have to pick one, leave one.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
These guys should not be competing. They're competing effectively this year for the spots. And Bill Belichick lost that competition with the other guys.
The voting process is flawed.
Exactly.
It's definitely flawed.
But also, there's other problems. It's a complex issue, and I think we've solved it, along with world hunger and every other crisis in the U.S. today.
All right. Anything else? Do we have time for another gray area? What do we got?
Well, it depends why you put Shador Dance on here.
Oh, okay, because I was just gonna, we already did it earlier this morning.
Okay,
I was going to do my Shador Sanders dance, but technically I did a radio version of that already, celebrating the fact that I predicted that he would be in the Pro Bowl, and he is in the Pro Bowl.
One last note. You put a note on here, McCarthy-Rogers reunion. Not solidified yet, not guaranteed, but indications are that Rogers is going
to
play another year.
He wants to come back.
And one more wrinkle. Do you know who their offensive coordinator is?
Who?
Scott Tolzien.
Oh.
Scott Tolzien played backup for Aaron Rodgers when he went down with a broken collarbone, I believe, in 2016. Tolzien, famous for the whitest spin move you've ever seen for a touchdown. You can find that. Just look up Scott Tolzien. It's his only highlight. That's where we're going to leave Reality Radio this week, though.
Well, I think,
McCarthy and Rodgers in Pittsburgh.
I think Rodgers coming back to Steelers is 100% dependent on who else they're able to get. Malik Willis seems like a real good fit for Pittsburgh, just for Pittsburgh, and the style of quarterback they've had over the years.
The running first.
Just kind of that defensive mentality of, just kind of do what you got to do to get that one extra yard. And he seems like a good fit. So I think the Steelers aren't going to say, yes, Rodgers is our guy, because if they have an opportunity to get a guy who's going to hang around 10 years, they're going to go with him first. So that's still going to be lingering out there.
Absolutely. And if they can squeeze 1 or 2 years out of Rodgers, well, a fresh young quarterback sits and learns, they're going to basically try to replicate the Jordan Love maneuver, which was also the Aaron Rodgers maneuver when Brett Favre was there.
Yeah.
So cool.
Don't sleep on the Malik Willis story. I think Malik Willis is going to play for somebody next year and have a good year. Because I think he's the real deal and a good quarterback. Not many people are talking about him. I'm really anxious for him to go to a good team and be a real star, a star really fast.
Or at least a promising team,
somebody
a team that's got a lot of former Packers working there and a fresh head coach who used to be a Packers coach, somebody who's already mentioned, whose quarterback has already mentioned he'd like a fresh start. Somebody like the Miami Dolphins, Tua Tagovailoa last year said he'd love a fresh start. That would be cool. As in a new team. The reporters even asked, we mean a new team? And he said, yeah, that'd be cool. So Tua could be gone like the head coach already is. Jeff Hafley's now there. So is our former VP of player personnel. So is everybody.
I think Tua is destined to be a backup quarterback with his concussion issues he's had.
Yeah.
I think he would be a great backup. To expect him to go out and play 18 games and not spend at least a handful on the sidelines with concussion protocol, I think you're kidding yourself. But he would be a good backup for somebody who can just maybe limit the hits but give you a few games here and there.
Marcus Mariota comes to mind, most recently with the Washington Commanders, playing very capably in backup for Jaden Daniels and got them a win or two, or at least kept them competitive.
It's valuable. I mean, if the Vikings had a decent backup quarterback, they would have been in the playoffs with one of the best defenses in the NFL, but they didn't have a backup and they missed it by a game. I mean, that's the difference. That can be the difference.
What you got at the top determines what's right behind them. So if you've got a good backup quarterback, you be happy about that. But if you have one because you need one, don't be happy about that.
Just make sure your backup quarterback is – just make sure that person's not horrible. Just make sure they're
Who's
serviceable.
Your backup?
I have no idea. Thurston Howell III is gone. I know that. Or Sam Howell, one of the two. Jeez, come
on. Man.
The ship is sinking in Minnesota.
It is.
But
it
Kevin
is.
O'Connell has the Pirates hat, and he's standing up on the mast, and he says, I shall take you back, and we believe you with our third-place schedule that we will be back.
The last thing above water will be the Gjallarhorn held high over O'Connell's head as the ship
It'll
sinks.
It'll be...
Joel, get out of here, Joel. It is 9:03. It's about to be, if you don't believe me, wait 10 seconds. 9:03, top of the hour. That's been the Gray Area. We may even archive it for you on 98qcountry.com. News, weather, and sports coming up right now.